Back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. On Wall Street, all eyes are on the New York Stock Exchange. The exchange itself could be the object of a takeover bid by a group of Wall Street executives. They're thinking about buying the exchange as a way to scuttle a merger deal announced last week between the NYSE and the electronic trading firm Archipelago. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what's the latest about this merger, and are we ever going to go back to the days when the exchange was just a place to stand there and buy and sell stock?
Yeah. You know, Noah, I have to say, I was thinking this morning that when they ring the opening bell these days, it's almost like yelling roll tape on a soap opera. You had the whole Dick Grasso controversy a couple of years ago. You've had scandals involving floor traders and investment banks. And then last week, the stock exchange's CEO, John Thain, springs this big surprise announcement on this deal to acquire Archipelago, essentially to vault the exchange into the electronic trading age. Well, apparently quite a few top brass on Wall Street didn't like the way this was handled, and they didn't like the deal itself. And now a dissident Wall Street seat holder, New York Stock Exchange seat holder, is having all kinds of meetings to see if he can put together enough money to actually buy and take over the stock exchange itself, which would, of course, render the Archipelago deal moot. And the New York Times is calling this a guerrilla campaign, and that's really a good description of what's going on here.
It'd be a lot of money, though. What is it they don't like about the Archipelago deal?
Well, essentially, there are concerns about conflict of interest. The Archipelago deal, the concerns lie mostly with the fact that Goldman Sachs is brokering it. And the head of the stock exchange, John Thain, used to be the head of Goldman Sachs. There are also concerns that the deal should be worth more than the $4.3 billion it's currently valued at. And the man leading the charge here is Kenneth Langone. He's a former exchange board member and holds a seat on the exchange, and he's the billionaire co-founder of Home Depot. He also, we should note, is a good friend of Dick Grasso and is wrapped up in what's still an ongoing investigation of Grasso's pay. He has apparently managed to get the CEO of banking giant Credit Suisse First Boston on board with this effort, and he's also been meeting with execs from J.P. Morgan Chase and Merrill Lynch, among others.
And what happens next? What's coming here?
Well, it depends whether Langone can get together the money he needs to pursue a buyout. The Wall Street Journal reported today that he's willing to put $25 million of his own money in. NYSE members would then have to approve any buyout, and so would the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC, however, has already given a preliminary thumbs up to the Archipelago deal. So in all, Noah, I have to say it's quite a mess right now. And we'll have more on this high finance intrigue later today on Marketplace.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for talks about business and about money. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Tess.
Thank you, Noah.